ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 20 कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन मैत्रेया एंड विदुरा पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 11 शौनक व्यासदेव सुत एंड विदुरा उवाच। श्री शौनक इन्क्वायर्ड, ओ सुत गोस्वामी, After the earth was again situated in its orbit, what did Swayambhuva Manu do to show the path of liberation to persons who were to take birth later on? Sri Vyasadeva said, Shaunaka Rishi inquired about Vidura, who was a great devotee and friend of Lord Krishna. Vidura gave up the company of his elder brother because Dhritarashtra, along with his sons, played tricks against the desires of Lord Krishna. Vidura was born from the body of Veda Vyasa and was not less than he. Thus Vidura accepted the lotus feet of Krishna wholeheartedly and was attached to Krishna's devotees. Vidura was purified of all passion by wandering in sacred places, and at last Vidura reached Hardwar, where Vidura met the great sage Maitreya, who knew the science of spiritual life, and so Vidura inquired from Maitreya Rishi. Shaunaka Rishi therefore asked, What more did Vidura inquire from Maitreya? There must have been many narrations of the spotless pastimes of Krishna. The hearing of such narrations is exactly like bathing in the water of the Ganges, for it can free one from all sinful reactions. O Suta Goswami, all good fortune unto you. Please narrate the activities of Krishna, which are all magnanimous and worth glorifying. What sort of devotee can ever be satiated by hearing the nectarine pastimes of Lord Krishna? Vyasadeva said, Upon being asked to speak by the great sages of Nainisaranya, the son of Romaharshan, Suta Goswami, whose mind was absorbed in the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, then replied, Please hear what I shall now speak. Vidura, the descendant of Bharata, was delighted to hear the story of Lord Krishna, who, having assumed by his own divine potency the form of a boar, Varahadeva enacted the sport of lifting the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodaka ocean and indifferently killing the demon Hiranyaksha. Vidura then spoke to the sage Maitreya as follows. Since you know of matters inconceivable to us, tell me, O holy sage, what did Lord Brahma do to create living beings after evolving the Prajapatis, the progenitors of the living beings? How did the Prajapatis, such as Marichi and Swayambhuva Manu, create according to the instruction of Brahma? And how did they evolve this manifest universe? Did they evolve the creation in conjunction with their respective wives? Did they remain independent in their action, or did they all jointly produce it?
Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. basati dashana shikare bharani tavalagna shashani kalanka kaleva nimagna keshavadrita shukara rupa jaya jagadisha hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vasati Dasana Shikare Dharani Tavaladna Shashani Kalanka Kalevani Magna Keshavadrita Vraha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vasati Dashana Shikare Dharani Tavalagna Shashani Kalanka Kaleva Imagna Shabadrita Shukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Shabadrita Varaha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nithai Gauranga Goda Hari Nithai Gauranga Goda Hari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The appearance of the Lord as the first Boar incarnation occurred during the time of Swayambhuva Muni, whereas the present age is in the period of Vaivasvata Muni. Shaunaka Rishi therefore inquired from Suta Goswami, what did Swayambhuva Manu do after the reinstatement of the earth in its orbital situation? Vidura left the protection of his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, went traveling everywhere to sacred places, and met Maitreya at Hardwar. Shaunaka Rishi here inquires about the topics of the conversation between Maitreya Rishi and Vidura. When Krishna tried to stop the Kurukshetra war and mitigate the misunderstanding between the cousin brothers, the Kauravas, however, refused to accept Krishna's counsel. Therefore, Kshata, Vidura, was unsatisfied with the Kauravas and left the palace. As a devotee, Vidura showed by his example that anywhere Krishna is not honored is a place unfit for human habitation. Here, the word Agavan is very significant, for it indicates that the Kauravas, Dhritarashtra's sons, lost the war because of being sinful in disobeying the instructions of Krishna. The history of Vidura is that he was born of a Shudra mother, but Vidura's seminal father was Vyasadeva. Thus, Vidura was not less than his father Vyas in any respect. Here, the words Virajas Tirtha Sevaya refer to Vidura, who was completely cleansed of all contamination by traveling to places of pilgrimage. After leaving home, which was full of politics and diplomacy, Vidura wanted to purify himself by traveling to all the sacred places, which are so situated that anyone who goes there automatically becomes purified. It is recommended in the Shastras that after retiring from active life and accepting the Vanaprastha retired order of life, one should travel everywhere to places of pilgrimage in order to purify oneself. Vidura completely discharged this duty and at last reached Kushavarta, or Hardwar, where the sage Maitreya was sitting. In this section of the third canto, it is recommended that one find a person who knows the science of God. Such a person is called Tattvavit. Tattvavit means one who knows the absolute truth. There are many pseudo-transcendentalists, even at places of pilgrimage. Such men are always present. And so one has to be intelligent enough to find the actual person to be consulted. Then one's attempt to progress by traveling to different holy places will be successful. The water of the Ganges is purified because it pours forth from the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is as good as the water of the Ganges because it is spoken from the mouth of the Supreme Lord. The narration of the pastimes of the Lord, which are always enacted on the transcendental platform, should be received with all respect by devotees. Those who are actually on the transcendental platform are never satiated by hearing the continuous narration of the pastimes of the Lord. For example, if any self-realized soul reads from Bhagavad Gita, he or she will never feel satiated, for the narrations of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam may be read thousands and thousands of times and still, without fail, new aspects of the subject matter will be relished by the devotee. The Mayavada idea that the living entity is the supreme absolute truth, but has simply become covered by Maya, is invalid, because Maya cannot be so great that it can cover the supreme. The covering capacity can be employed on the part and parcel of Brahman, not on the supreme Brahman. Significant here is the word of Yukta Marga Vit, one who knows that which is beyond our perception. To know matters beyond one's perception, one has to learn from a superior authority in the line of disciplic succession. The first of Yukta Margavit, or authority, is Lord Brahma, And the next authority in the cyclic succession is Narada. Maitreya Rishi belongs to that disciplic succession. So Maitreya is also Avyakta Marga Vit. Finally, anyone in the bona fide line of disciplic succession is Avyakta Marga Vit, a personality who knows that which is beyond ordinary perception. Recorded May 23, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A. C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.